Good evening, you beautiful, beautiful people. Well, I don't even know what time you're listening to this, so it could be morning, evening, nighttime. Whatever time of day it is, I hope that you're having or you've had an absolutely amazing day. I have been out in the sunshine all day today. It's been great. Me and the little boy went up to Balmerie Beach, and I took my two-man tent. See how easy that was setting up by myself and taking it down by myself, which was pretty easy, which is good. And then I'm going out camping tomorrow, Friday. So yes, that should be good. I found a quality camping spot that I'm not going to mention on my podcast because I would like to go camping there again. And if I mention it on the podcast, then more people are going to go and spy out my little camping spot that I've found. I think people already know where it is actually. So right, I need to type up something on the laptop because I definitely want to speak about this. Because you definitely want to know about this. This is pretty shocking, to be quite honest. So it's the healthcare bill, and this has been passed like about 3 days ago or something like that. So it's like the health and care bill 2021-22, bill 140 of 2021-22 was introduced in the House of Commons on 6th of July. Second reading is scheduled for Wednesday the 14th of July. This paper explains the bill's provisions and includes comments and reactions. So what did I do? I think I downloaded it. So download full report. I'm not going to read through this whole entire thing. There's just something that I want to point out in this that I found. And I think when I read it out, you'll understand why. Because this matter, well, unless you're living across the pond, this doesn't really matter to you, but the people living in the UK, I think, definitely need to hear this. Oh, I took a photo of it on my phone. I will go and find that, because that'll be easier flicking through that. So, this says, private sector involvement. There are mixed views about what changes to competition rules might mean for the level of private sector involvement in the NHS. The King's Fund has welcomed the bill's removal of cumbersome competition rules under the Health and Social Care Act of 2012, but the Labour Party, the British Medical Association and the anti-privatisation campaigners have warned that the bill could allow contractors to be awarded to private healthcare providers without proper scrutiny. So that isn't sounding very good in my eyes. That sounds like the Tories are doing their typical Toryan behaviour, where they lie through their back teeth and say that it's not going to be up for sale, and then all of a sudden there's a bill passed that nobody knows about. And I saw this on TikTok, and then I went and read about it before I came on here spouting my mouth. I was like, I better go and do my research. But I went and done the research, and that's what I found. I haven't read the whole entire thing, it's massive. But I found that about the private sector side of it. And basically the guy was talking about how this bill now is there that the NHS could become private sector, basically. That this is the Tories pushing it through. The Tories doing their typical wankness, where they say that, oh no, it's not, we're not going to do anything to the NHS, just like they weren't going to do anything to the steelworks, and they weren't going to do anything to all those kind of stuff. We've heard all this pish before from the Tory government, and yeah, and now. And I mean, we look at America's system, and it's an absolute disgrace how people are bankrupt by. Like, I saw a guy getting mauled. Well, I never saw him getting mauled by a bear, but it was the video afterwards that he got mauled by the bear. And even he said, he was like, I'm not gonna phone the ambulance because that'll cost me loads and loads of money. So I'll just drive down to the hospital myself. And he had just been mauled by a bear. Like, I think half of his scalp was hanging off and stuff like that. You know, like his ears hanging out from his ear. He's been like I think he had a broken arm and stuff like that. And to think like that, in that sort of situation, that I will not phone an ambulance because that's gonna cost me too much money, but I've just been mauled by a bear. Where is the humanity in that? So it's just, if this happens in the UK, then it's gonna be an absolute nightmare. An absolute nightmare. But yes, it's scary, scary stuff. I'm gonna have a proper read of it. I was sitting down eating dinner, and watched the TikTok while I was eating dinner, and sorry, I thought I was gonna yawn. It's like, what, 20 to 8. I've had quite a busy day today, so I'm quite tired. But yeah, like, it's scary thinking that this might actually happen, that this might actually get pushed through by the Tories. And when you think about it, like, we used to be Great Britain, and then the Tories fucking, like, screwed us all off, basically. Started selling it off to different people, with it wasn't coming from Britain, and now look at us. We're like the laughing stock. Well, I mean, exactly as I said, it's COVID, you know, like, where we get, what, like 55% of our food comes from overseas. And I don't think I ever found the statistic for how much of our medicine comes in, but I think it's pretty high up there as well, like 65, 75% of our medicines comes from overseas as well. And that was the whole reason why we couldn't close our borders. I think also the fact that we've also got that buffoon in right now, that Boris Johnson, and he is trying to talk about the whole racist thing, about the whole the England team being racially abused by the minority of the fans, which is an absolute disgrace over a game of football, for Christ's sake, you know. That poor 19-year-old kid. But when you've got someone who wrote in the newspapers that Muslim women with burqas on look like post boxes. And then he's coming out and saying that, oh yeah, you shouldn't be racist. And how could we put someone like that in power? You know, like, how could we? It just seems like we are going backwards. The Tory voters, you should honestly be disgraced in yourself. Are you the fucking racists? Putting another racist in charge. Honestly, a disgrace. You Scottish Tory voters, as well. You should really be hung, drawn, and quartered. Like, how anybody up in Scotland can vote for a Tory, I will have no idea. No idea. No idea. Just makes you sick to your stomach talking about it, really, does it? That. If, like, I watched this York, what is it? It's like this American woman, and she's now staying in Yorkshire. And she goes on about the NHS, how amazing it is, and all that kind of, because she's came over from America. She, like, I think she keeps on relaying this joke that can, like, when she first came over here, she kept on asking where the credit card machine was every time that she went to the doctor. And yeah, it's just, you just hope it never goes that way, but with the Tories in power, you just have no idea. No idea what they're going to do. And when you've got a buffoon like Boris Johnson in charge as well, then yeah, you have no idea what is going to happen. No idea. And I think now that it can, like, I was against the referendum. Like, I don't know if I would have voted for Scotland to be independent. But now, looking at it, now you're just like, yes, sign me up. Let's get away from Westminster. Let's remove the chains from the unicorn and get the fuck. And I mean, really, have we not been lied to, and do we not get lied to and say that Scotland is a massive, like, hindrance and all that kind of stuff, and we get more money, and like, have we not just been lied to there, that we would actually be very wealthy, and the reason why England doesn't want to let us go is because they would be fucked. No, I don't know. This is my opinion. Remember, I haven't done any research on this, but I have heard certain things. But I haven't done any proper research and went and had a look into it. So, this is just me talking shite. I do not know. Do not, like, do not take my word for it, basically. Because, yeah, it could land me in trouble again. Well, not trouble, but I could be given false information again, so this is just my opinion, but I think we would be better off. I would need to properly look into that though. Properly look into it. And is it not also that London isn't even, because the Queen stays there, the Queen can't enter her own country, so London isn't even part of the UK? And all the money's down there. Let's go and check this one up, because that seems like something that we should be checking up. Is I bet Google's gonna lie to us. Let's type in because of the Queen. Yeah, so even though she is sovereign of the United Kingdom, Her Majesty the Queen is not allowed to enter the City of London without the permission of her Lord Mayor. Yeah, but God's sake, I need to go and read. No, I'm definitely sure that I saw a TikTok about that. But it definitely says on here, even though she is a sovereign of the United Kingdom, Her Majesty the Queen is not allowed to enter the City of London without the permission of its Lord Mayor. But then the City of London, she stays in the City of London. So, I don't understand this. Let's also not go and look at bloody Google. There's been absolutely loads of fire engines and all that kind of stuff going around here. It's not really. It's not really coming up. So, like, I don't really know London that well. So, is it just the City of London that she's not allowed to go into, but the rest of London she is? Because that just seems really, really stupid to me. How far is Buckingham Palace from the City of London? Just shows how bad my geography actually is. Is that right? So they just call it the City of Westminster, do they? And then they get around that, do they? Seems pretty weird to me, shall we say. I'm sorry if this seems a bit messed up. I had to press play. I had to press pause because I've got my little boy here, and he just came through, telling me they. Hit his toe off or something, but I don't actually believe him. So I had to pause it, and I know that I was talking about the Queen, but it might jump in a little bit and sound a bit weird. So if it sounded a bit weird there when I was talking about the Queen, and then I said that I saw something on TikTok saying that, and it was a bunch of, it was like three business guys as well. Like, that's what I remember of it. Like, three business guys, and one guy says that kind of like that England isn't part of the UK because of the Queen, because the Queen can't enter the UK. Or she can't enter. I can't remember where it was. I'm gonna need to go and find that out actually, because that would be pretty fascinating to let, well, to say to you guys, I need to do the research again first, but I will go and do the research. It's a bit like the FBI file vaults. I haven't forgotten about them. I've got through like 30, 40 pages of it. It's starting to get pretty interesting now because it's starting to heat up with what the FBI were saying. There's very much of kind of like sending the Cubans home that were anti-America, and then trying to make it look like he was the bad person for not accepting his people back. But that's as far as I've got so far, so I haven't forgotten about it. I am gonna go and read it, or hopefully you guys went and had a look at the FBI vaults if you were interested in it. Jason texted me and said that he heard it from the Cuban side of it because Che Guevara, he really liked him, and he read the books of that side, so I would be quite interested to go and read the book or books to see what it was like from the Cuban side rather than the American side. I do like getting both sides of the story. I do find that very interesting. So I will need to have a listen. I will need to have a look as well. See what I can find, see what books I can find about it. I wonder if they've got anything about the space race in there as well. That would be pretty interesting to find out. It was like when I was talking about mobile phones, Jason brought up again after listening to the podcast that it's mental how our mobile phones are better than the spacecraft that landed on the moon, which is absolutely insane to think. Absolutely insane. But yes, so I've got camping tomorrow. My first solo camp, and I'm excited, a little bit nervous. I don't know what to expect. Can't be arsed with loads of people, to be quite honest. I really can't. But if there is loads of people, then I don't really care, as long as they've taken my spot. But when me and Max went to have a look the other day, there was already people tenting, not in my spot, but there was people sitting up there with like a fire and all that kind of stuff in the spot that I'm wanting to go to. So I'm hoping that if I can get there earlier, I mean, even late enough, you know, like even if I get out there later on and then there's a few people there, then I can get down there and set up the tent and all that. And we had the tent out on Belmary Beach today, so I know that it's easy to set up by myself. I can quite easily do it. Get the pegs in and guide rope it up, and then yeah, and then I've got my little camera that I bought from Amazon that I will be taking some videos. I need to charge my power bank actually. That just reminded me, so I will fish that out, charge my power bank, then I can charge my phone and everything. I've got my car, I've got an inverter as well, so I can charge that up. Sorry, I just yawned. As I said, I'm pretty tired. It's been quite a busy, well, not even a busy day, it's just been one of those days where I can like it. It's hard doing nothing sometimes, lying in the sun. But yeah, the little boy enjoyed himself. He was out paddling in the sea, and then paddling in like a little bit where the sea came up and then left a bit of water there. So he was paddling down in that for all day basically. And then we went to Little's before we went out, and we got some strawberries and some grapes, and he conned some sweets and crisps and that kind of crap off of me. And then we went out to the beach. Gully went out to the beach, set up the tent, got his swim costume on, and then he was away. And then I sat and laid in the sun. It was absolutely brilliant. My legs are starting to get quite nicely browned actually. It's probably the first time ever. But I was thinking I've got this extended period off of work just now. We're finding out what's going on. Oh yeah, like I'll go back to that. But yeah, so kind of like I've had this extended period off of work, and I was looking at the summer. Well, just before we broke up, just before I didn't need to go back to work, the weather was absolutely amazing. And I was like, check this, yes, it's just coming up the summer. I'm gonna get some extended time off. Like, I'll just be able to go and sit in the sun all day. And then yeah, I think the first week that we were off, it was glorious sunshine, or there was a few overcast days and stuff like that, but it was really, really nice. I needed to probably yawn there instead of holding it back. So yeah, so there was the there was decent sunshine then, but then after that, like, the weather completely and utterly turned, and it's been cold, and it's been windy, and it's been foggy, and it's been raining, and it's been horrible basically. And you're just looking at it like, what an absolute joke that I get some, finally get some extended time off of work over the summer period, because normally I'm up in Shetland around about this kind of time. So normally I'm getting the text messages from everyone down here being like, oh yes, it's like 23, 24 degrees, and then I'm up in Shetland in like 13 degrees, and it's like windy and it's cold. So this summer it was like, yes, gonna sunbathe and just like live the best life possible. And then yeah, and then it's been absolutely rubbish. But the past few days have been great. So we were down at the other place that I'm wanting to camp over the weekend. And then we were down at Balmethie Beach today, just out in the sun, living our best lives basically. But yeah, this camping spot is beautiful. It is so picturesque. I honestly cannot wait to wake up in the morning there. You know, like just waking up with the sun starting to rise. And yeah, it's going to be absolutely amazing. It'll definitely be an experience. Looking forward to meditating at night where you can hear the waves lapping up and everything, because I'm hoping to get down near the beach, just off to the side, if there's nobody there. And then yeah, and then you'll be able to hear the waves coming in. It'll be absolutely amazing. But supposedly down that bay as well, when the tide goes out, there's loads of caves and stuff like that that you can go and explore, so that'll be cool. I think I'm gonna properly look at what time the tide comes in and out at, because that is the last thing that I wanted to happen, is that you go and have a look at those caves and then you get stuck, and then I've got to be airlifted out of the caves because I didn't notice the tide rolling in. So yeah, I'm definitely gonna do that. But yeah, that is gonna be ace. It's gonna be an experience and a half. And then with my little camera, once I get up onto YouTube, I think at the end of the month I'll be buying a proper laptop for myself. And then I can start editing these videos that I've got, and yeah, start taking it from there basically. It's gonna be ace. It's gonna be so much fun. Better actually have a look, like, because that's the last thing that I'm wanting, is to get down there and then find out that my SD card has got not enough space on it or something like that. So yeah, I better go and delete what I've got already, I think. Just heard a massive bang go off. I was like, what the bloody hell is that? But yeah, that is gonna be quality. It's definitely going to be an experience. It's hopefully an experience that I want to go back and, well, I mean, I'm definitely going to want to go and do it again. I will start trying to find places that I can go and get these videos put up onto YouTube, because that's the type of thing that I'm wanting to do. I'm wanting to show off our amazing country that we've got, and go into little nooks and crannies and places that you might not have been, or, like, I mean, I've definitely not been down there. I didn't even know that that beach existed, to be quite honest, but I'm well glad that I found it. It's absolutely stunning. I think there's a little castle as well. There's meant to be a little castle off, I don't know whether it's off the rocks or if it's up on top of a cliff, but I'll definitely be going there as well and having a look around there. And then I'll go down into the nearby village. We'll get some stuff, get some footage in there as well. The only gotten thing is that I broke the waterproof camera case that I had. I need to wait until I get paid again, until I can buy a proper one, or see how much money I get and just get a GoPro. But what I will do is I will have a look what the footage looks like. With, because I mean, when I done my bike ride one, if you haven't seen that, it's up on the YouTube. But yeah, when I went and done the bike ride one, like, it didn't look too bad. The sound quality isn't too great on it though, and that might be a problem. But I'll have a look. I'm gonna do the video with it and see what happens. Upload that and. But yeah, if it's not that great, then yeah, I think that. I think I might spend the money on a GoPro because it's what I want to do. If that's what I want to do, then yeah, you need to have some proper gear and proper equipment. That it's an investment, really, is it? Make the investment and then yeah, take it from there basically. So we'll see. But hopefully the small little camera holds up. Hopefully the sound isn't too bad when I'm talking into it. If it's really, really bad, then I'll just start using my phone, I suppose. But I'm gonna need to make sure to keep that on like low power mode while I'm out, so that I don't need to keep on charging it all the time. And my watch as well. I'm gonna need to charge my watch, am I? See, I might like having the Apple Watch is absolutely fine and stuff like that, but you see, the charging it over and over and over again is annoying. Like, I don't even think I get a full day out of it, which is a bit of a joke. But I love my Apple Watch. I love it. I think the watches are very good if you're doing. You know, like if you're doing weights or running or cycling or anything like that, I think it's a great invention. I really do. But they are really expensive. But then yeah, I love the way how it just connects to my phone and yeah, like Apple products seem to do that for you though, do they? Where it just seems to run very smoothly. And before all you Android people are going on at me, the goddamn Android and everything like that, then, like, I've had Android phones. I'd normally swither between the two of them, where I have an iPhone for absolutely ages, and it's like, well, maybe I'll try an Android. And then I try an Android, and yeah, they're all right, but it's just not an iPhone. And then I come back to iPhone, and it's like, oh, why did I ever leave? Why did I ever leave? And someone that I used to know, they used to do that as well. They would always go backwards and forwards between the two, and then just come back to iPhone. And it's just like, why do I do it to myself? Why do I move away? Like, I'm not happy with Apple, the way that they get their batteries, and it's all child slave labor, and children are dying getting our batteries and all that kind of stuff. Like, that really needs to stop. But I think it's probably the same for most mobile phone companies. Sorry. But yeah, like there needs to be some changes in the world, doesn't there? There really does need to be some changes in the world. With these big tech companies that just think that they can walk all over people and steal all our data and use child slave labor and charge an absolute fortune for their phones. But do you remember back in the day? Like, I remember the Nokia 3310, or what was the first Nokia that came out? And that was like mega expensive as well, wasn't it? Yeah, alright, I mean, it wasn't 700, 800 quid, or however much an iPhone costs nowadays. But I remember it being really, really expensive, because that's all that you wanted. You wanted the Nokia for Snake. You just wanted it for the games, did you? I remember asking my mum and dad for a mobile phone, and total thinking I was gonna get a Nokia. Gonna be like, yes, I'm gonna get this Nokia phone. I'm gonna be able to play Snake. And I got like an orange Bosch, and I hate like, not that I hated it, but it was like, well, where's the games on this one? And now look at our phones and stuff. Like, some of the games are better on your phone now than they are on your older computers. It's mental. Well, it probably is. Like your Sega Mega Drive and your NESs and stuff like that. Like, you're definitely getting better graphics off of your phone than what you're getting off of them. But the old ones are the best. Well, I wouldn't mind one of those mini SNESs actually. They're pretty cool. Saying that, I don't even really play the PlayStation or much like playing games or anything like that. Very much that I've like I don't watch much TV either. Like, I've always been like that. If I get well, I mean, if I used to get a spare, can like half an hour or something like that, then I would play the PlayStation. But now, even if I get a spare half an hour to myself, I find myself just sitting in silence, sitting in my living room in utter silence. Normally on my phone, scrolling through TikTok. Because, yeah, I don't mind my own company. I don't mind sitting there in silence. Or I meditate. And the meditating, I really enjoy the fact that when I first started, I couldn't even do like 5 minutes of sitting still, and now I'm doing like near 20, 25 minutes. It's pretty amazing. Just shows that the more that you practice at something, the better that you're gonna get at it. Nobody is an absolute perfectionist as soon as they start. It just doesn't happen like that. You need to work on it. I've got some absolutely amazing quotes today. I've also got a guy that you need to go and follow either on TikTok or Instagram, because I know that there are some people who just won't get TikTok, and I was one of them as well. So I know what you're thinking, that you're not getting that stupid app to watch all those stupid people dancing, because that's exactly what I thought. But TikTok's been a total savior. Total savior. It's mental as well how when you see, like, when I watch my TikTok and then I watch someone else's TikTok, and it's like the videos that they're seeing are total, like, well, completely different from the videos that I'm seeing. Oh my God, sorry. It's really, really funny. So go and follow this guy on Instagram if you are on Instagram, and it's Creating Wonders. And he said this, it was, "Don't waste words on people who deserve your silence. Sometimes the most powerful thing you can say is nothing at all." But that guy's great. He does like daily reminders and the thought of the day or quote of the day, and yeah, he's really, really good. Really good. I find myself sitting there kind of like being like, yes, and laughing at it. Like, that is very true. So yeah, if you're on Instagram, go and check him out. If you're on TikTok, go and check him out. Go and give him a follow. Start getting some inspirational daily quotes into your life. I don't know, maybe you come to me for your inspirational daily quotes and you just listen to me rant about certain subjects like the Tories and other kind of stuff. I heard another one and it was what is his name? I want to say Shaq, but I don't think it is Shaq. I can't remember whether he's a basketball player or an NFL player. No doubt when Jason will hear this tomorrow, he will know and he will text me. Give me a voice message and he will let me know. But I saw it was like a talk that he was doing on a podcast or in a group or something like that. And he said, he was like, stop listening to other people's advice on what you should be doing with your life. Remember, you are the one in control. Before you succeed, you must learn how to fail first. No matter, and then, oh yeah, that was another quote. But I thought that was quite good because a lot of people who normally are trying to give you advice are the ones who have given up on their dream. And now they're trying to give you advice on how to be following your dream. So don't be listening to those people. I think we've called them dream stealers before, the naysayers. Because that's it, like you can achieve anything that you want to go and achieve, anything, honestly. You create your reality with the thoughts that you think. So stop thinking that you're not good enough to own the house or that you're not good enough to own the fast supercar or you're not good enough to have your dream job or you're not good enough to, because it's only you who is putting those limitations there. Yeah, it's not like you can just instantly think that, oh yeah, I'm gonna be this absolutely amazing person and I'm going to do this as a job and then it's all just gonna fall in your place, in your lap. You need to still work on it. But you start thinking it, you put the work into it, then before you know it, it's happening right in front of your eyes. It's weird because I've watched this podcast grow a little bit over the past coming months, and it's gradually got more and more views, which is amazing. It's incredible, like absolutely incredible. Being able to see the progress that it's got, it makes me very happy. I'm not too sure how many listeners I do have. It's not loads and loads anyway, but I've only been doing it for what? A month? Month and a half? Coming up to 2 months, possibly. So the fact that I've only been doing it for 2 months and we've got 38 episodes going, it's not bad going. I just need to keep on plugging away at it. And that's what I'm focused on doing. I will keep plugging away at it. It was like tonight, I'd gotten a bit stressed because I hadn't had an episode done because my little boy's staying with me. So I need to wait until he's in bed and that's why I'm yawning like hell. On this episode, because now what I've learned that if I do it earlier, then I don't yawn as much. I'm still in my kind of, well, I mean, my routine's been kind of shot recently where I'm not going to my bed until like about 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, but then I'm still up at, well, like 7, 6, 7 o'clock in the morning. But yeah, like before, I think I was going to my bed like by the latest at about 10:30. 9:30, 10:30, and then I was up at 4:30. My body clock still gets me up at 5:00 though. Like, oh shit, you slept in. Oh yeah, no, I haven't. So yeah, work. I don't know how many people will have tuned in to find out the outcome of my work situation, but I got an email yesterday. I probably should have said yesterday that I got an email yesterday, and it said that because they hadn't sent out the job list, that the meeting will happen on Monday, the 21st. But the way that I'm looking at it is that because I've got a week's notice that I need to do, and I've got a week's notice that, and then all of a sudden it will just don't come back in, but you'll get your week's notice paid, and then that's it, and then that's near the end of the month. It's awful coincidental, awful coincidental. But yeah, come Monday, and then once I've had my pay, then yeah, then we'll talk. We will talk about my job and what's happened there, and taking it forward, and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, that's gonna be quite a funny episode. So I'm sorry, it's not today, if that's what people were hanging on for. I did get a text message from Jason today saying that I hope you haven't been made redundant, but let us know what's been happening. And then I had to tell him that I got the text and the email saying that it wasn't until Monday, the 21st. So that should be interesting. We will see what happens there. Just had to have a look at my watch there. It's my sister's birthday coming up pretty soon. So I was like, oh my god, have I missed my sister's birthday? Like, that wouldn't be so good. But no, I haven't. But I think it's over the weekend. I'm gonna miss it anyway because I'm out camping, but I think my mum was saying something that she was wanting us all to go over there on Sunday. And I will do that. I'm really sorry if you can hear the washing machine going behind me. Like, I tried to sit as far away as possible from it. Like, that was also the annoying thing about doing the podcast later on, because I've normally got the dishwasher and the washing machine going at this kind of time. Because I needed to wash all of our sandy stuff, and I'm needing some of the stuff for tomorrow, so for when I go away camping. So I apologize if you can hear the washing machine. It's not very professional of me. I need to be getting a studio. But that's the next big thing. Next big thing. Once everything starts going right with the podcast. Well, I mean, it's going right just now. But yeah, once we start getting some proper money putting into the podcast, then I will be getting a studio, and you will never, ever, ever, ever have to listen to my washing machine going ever again. So I do apologize. I can see that you can hear it on the bars. It's very annoying. Very annoying. That's a problem with having a small flat, isn't it? Well, I mean, it's not even that small a flat, but yeah, like, the fact that the kitchen's just right off your living room, then you're screwed. But anyway, let's continue on. So I heard another quote, and it was, no matter how much worrying you put yourself through, it hasn't got any input to what's going to happen in your life. And once you stop worrying, all that energy you use for worrying will be free for you to put to a better use. Now, I should have got that guy's name who done that as well, but I didn't, so I'm sorry. I'm not stealing people's stuff. I should have gave him some credit. But yeah, it's an absolute brilliant quote. And then I heard this This is absolutely amazing. Now, this is Ray Earth, and you can find them on YouTube. Now, I would highly recommend going and finding Ray Earth on YouTube because I had a listen. This was the guided meditation that I'd done with Ray Earth, and it's RAE Earth. And it's like a robot-y kind of woman's voice. And I went and listened to one of the guided meditations, and then that's when they managed to bring out my granddad thing out of me, and I managed to get over that. It was so yeah, I would highly, highly, highly recommend going and checking out some of her things because the guided meditations would like I can't explain. It's really, really good though. I would highly recommend it. Go and have a look if you're thinking about going into meditation, or if you're thinking about starting meditation, or you already do meditation, then the guided meditations are absolutely amazing. So it says life can be simple if you let it. Appreciate everything around you as a perfect gift created for your growth. Bring truth, love, and beauty into the world. Remember, you are loved just as you are, just as you are, and remind others of the same. Why complicate things? And I thought that was great. And then I also saw another one of hers, like straight after it, there was another one that came on, and it was really, really good. And it was, you can't think your way out of a negative thoughts. It's like trying to put out fire. It's trying to put out fire with fire. Instead, move your body, go outside, spend time with animals, meditate, listen to music, do anything that will bring you out of your thought and into the present moment. It's there you'll find your way to freedom. And we talk about that quite a lot, about getting out, grounding yourself, going out into nature, doing the things that make you happy. And I think that they are the things that you need to go and do with when you've got negative thoughts. Because when you've got negative thoughts, that there is, you just don't want to do anything. It's like you want to just stay in bed and just kind of like not deal with the world. But going out and dealing with the world's probably the greatest thing that you can do. I understand sometimes it's easier said than done. In many occasions, it is easier said than done. But if you can pull yourself up and go out, then you will enjoy it. You really will enjoy it. I promise. You will start to feel better. It's like I was speaking to someone on TikTok, and I helped her through quite a big thing that was going on, and then she's been feeling absolutely amazing, absolutely great. It's been great to see, actually. It's been really, really nice to see that she's been doing so well, and she's started doing her own TikToks, and it's been absolutely amazing seeing. And then the past couple of days, she's been struggling with a few things, and she messaged me, and she was like, "Oh, like I'm struggling. I'm not feeling great today. Like I've woke up and I don't feel great about myself and everything." But she was like, "I'm gonna go out for a walk." And then the next day she texted me again, and she was just like, it's mental how just going out in nature and being outside, it made me feel like a little bit better. It didn't make her feel 100% better, but it's those steps, is it? Taking those steps to making yourself feel better. Because the only person who can do it is you. Nobody else can make you feel better. I mean, you might get your friends around and all that kind of stuff, and they might give you some wise words, but it is always down to you to make yourself feel better. It is always down to you to make your dreams a reality. It is always down to you. You were born alone and you will die alone. So start learning how to live on your own, do things on your own. But we've got it. You've got it. Just have trust in yourself. Because once you get there and you realize your worth, it is a beautiful, beautiful thing. Like, exactly as I've said many a times on this podcast, that I didn't think that I was worthy, that I deserved to be happy, or I deserved to have things going good for me and everything like that. And you might be hearing that, but you're just a way to be made redundant. Why is that a good thing? And it's not a great thing, believe me, it's not. But I can see that I'll be okay. Like, I truly believe that I will be okay. There is something in the pipeline for me that is very big, and I can feel it. And I'm not worried, because I know that the universe has my back and it has a purpose for me. And yeah, there's no point in worrying, because what's the point in worrying? Because, like, those things, what I'm worrying about, it's just scenarios in my head of how are you gonna get money, and how are you gonna live, and how are you gonna pay rent, and all that kind of stuff. You know, it's just, oh well, like, I will come to that bridge when it comes. Right now, I don't even know if I am getting paid off, but I know deep down that I'm getting paid off. So yeah, so we will see. We will see what happens. But yeah, I'm not worried. There's no point in being worried, because it's just using the energy that I could be focusing on something so much better than worrying about things that might not even happen. It's in the future, kind of, like, it's right now. Nothing's happening. You know, like, I'm sitting in my living room, talking on a microphone. Life is good. I've got food in my belly. I've got a roof over my head. I'm doing absolutely fine. Right now, this I'm living the dream, really. But I want you to think like that. I want you to start thinking like that as well, that if you are starting getting into, if you're starting to kind of, like, get worried about a situation that's coming up, it's just try and bring yourself back into the present moment. Bring yourself back into that present moment, and realize that right now, at this precise moment, none of that stuff that you're going on about in your head is happening. And that stuff that you're going on in your head as well, it probably won't happen either. Have you ever been to a meeting and you've absolutely, like, you've went so far over it in your mind that it's doing your not in, and then when you get into the meeting, it's total not what you expected. Not what you expected at all. It caught you off by surprise, actually, because you'd imagined this massive doom and gloom thing that was gonna happen to you, and then you've got into the meeting and it's been absolutely fine. You managed to control yourself absolutely perfectly. You conducted yourself absolutely perfectly, and it was like, well, what was I even worrying about? That went absolutely fine. I know that I've been there. And I know that you guys have all probably been there as well. So yeah, we don't need to worry. This moment in time, right now, everything's good. You're listening to this podcast, whether you're driving, just chilling, or I don't know. I don't know how you listen to your podcast, but yeah, in this precise moment, nothing bad's happening. We're all just chilling. But yeah, I think that is enough for today. I think before I keep on jotting down the microphone even more. So I hope you all have an absolutely amazing weekend. I will be back to record Monday's episode on Sunday, hopefully, or I might even do it while I'm out tenting and camping. We'll see. We'll see how crowded it is. My ego still gets the better of me while I'm talking into my iPhone. Like, it definitely still gets the better of me. I still need to work on that. But yeah, hopefully we can get something recorded while I'm away. I will be taking the camera equipment and all that kind of stuff. I'm gonna go and get that charged up now. And then we can just take it from there. So yeah, so I hope you all have an absolutely amazing weekend. Go and do the things that you want to go and do. Hopefully it's sunny where you are. Go out and ground yourself. Go out, spend the time in nature. Go and do new things, because that's the way how you slow down time. When it's predictable, that's when time speeds up. So don't make it predictable for your brain, and it'll feel like time's completely slowed down. But anyway, remember, love big, be happy, appreciate the small things, be thankful for what you already have, and stop focusing on what you don't have. Remember, the aim of the game is to find happiness from within. Thanks very much for tuning in again. Honestly, you have no idea how happy it makes me. But yes, peace and love as always, you beautiful, beautiful people. I will talk to you soon. Have a good weekend. Ciao.